Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 2 April 2024. Welcome to today's broadcast, and I do mean that, and I sincerely do mean that. Thank you for joining us tonight. And by the way, this program is pre-recorded. Our phone lines at Todd's studio will be down tonight, so I had to pre-record this today at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So if you listen to the broadcast right now, it's pre-recorded, so no point in trying to call in. There's no phone lines call anyway. They will be down tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, so pre-recorded broadcast today. And we have a lot to talk about, but I'll bring up first. I'll remind you that the catalogs are out. Our Minuteman Call Decision catalogs are here. If you want them, want a copy, just call us or write us or whatever you want to do. You can call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you use that line, it'll save us some money, folks, on a phone bill. But we want you to call and get a catalog so you can see what we do handle if you do that. And, of course, the teaching I've been offering now for the last couple of weeks, folks, I don't know how to get people to understand how important this is. Until you've heard this teaching out of the Scriptures, not my opinion, out of the Scriptures, about the United States and prophecy, you'll never understand prophecy. You'll never put together. For years, I struggled with that idea of prophecy. Went through all the ideas of different people that taught different things and trying to make it fit. It just wouldn't work. I mean, dispensationalism and all the others I went through, it would not work. Once I finally come to the realization about the Bible and the nations mentioned in the Bible and how they're going to come to how the prophecy is going to come to fruition in America and around the world. It opened up just like sunshine just shining in a dark place. It made perfect sense finally. It's a three-hour teaching. If you order it on DVD or CD, I recommend DVD, but CD if you like. You also get 3 hours in addition of the Christian Worldview News and Prophecy added to that. Plus, I recommend that you please get a copy of the book, The Old Jerusalem is Not the New Jerusalem. And we will add to that an outline of what I used to teach American prophecy, about a 12-page outline. All three of those are $25. That's the delivery price to your door. Call us, like I said, 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa I want a copy of America and Prophecy, a copy of the book, The Old Jerusalem and the New Jerusalem, and we'll add the outline to it for free, folks. That's how important it is. But you got to call and ask for it. If you want to use debit card, credit card, that's fine. If you want to call and get our address or write to us, that's okay, too. Our first half-hour guest tonight, because I got something I want to share at the bottom of the hour, is a gentleman named Don Newsom. He and a friend or two are the head of a broadcast system that we just started on last night, BBS. That's Bravo, Bravo, Sierra. BBS Radio, a brand new outlet, just like we have on Truth Be Told Radio Network up in Connecticut. They've opened doors for us to get on more places online. And I want Don to come on tonight and tell us about what he does, how long he's been doing it, and introduce himself to y'all. Come on in, Don.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you and your audience today. Thank you very much for the invite.
Oh, you're more than welcome. More than welcome. Glad to have you. And I'd like for you to tell the folks a little bit about Don. Who is Don?
Well, I'm a twin. I'm a twin brother. I have a brother named Doug. You can just think Donald Doug. And we work as two peas in a pod. We started this network back in 2004. And we were really one of the, well, I think the first corporation to really engage in remote engineering of talk shows for the World Wide Web. And now we pretty much engage in production and distribution of talk shows, video and radio and TV, and we probably have done over 200,000 production hours, created, produced, and distributed since we began. So it's a pretty good operation. It's been going on for many years, and we work with all styles of programming, and we recently set up a new channel for faith-based programming, but it's very diverse. It encompasses all the arts and societies and astronomy and metaphysics and you name it. I mean, we have a program for it. So our really forte is engaging in production and distribution of all forms of talk shows and throughout the world. So we distribute our productions in 49 countries, and we have distribution outlets, over 200-plus distribution outlets that carry our productions. We're one of a handful of companies that actually don't just podcast live. We still broadcast live, and we do it in a myriad of ways, which allows people, to access our 24/7 broadcasting and, of course, all of the podcasts on demand after the fact. So it's quite an operation. We love doing it, and we love having your program. We truly do. When your program was brought to us, we thought, this will be an excellent program, and you proved that. So we're really happy to have you aboard the network. We actually have your program, Call to Decision, on our BBS radio station 2. So when people go to our website, they can go right to bbsradio.com, and if you're up there broadcasting at that time, they'll see you front and center. Otherwise, there's lots of ways to find you throughout our website. But people can always tune in to us. We provide just so many different ways for people to tune in. We think we've covered them all. But that would include streams, main streams, backup streams, players, listen live links to telephone lines they can phone into, to apps they can use, and all forms of distribution points, including iHeartRadio. But we're actually a 24/7 web media company that distributes 24/7 programming through iHeart. And that's not easy to do. I mean, most people can podcast with iHeart, but to really get a 24/7 station registered with them, that takes some doing. You go through 38 pages, and you'll end up having to have the insurances and so on. So it's nice that we broadcast through them, so they can always hear your program right on iHeart Radio as well. So if they just head to bbsradio.com/ call to decision and they hit enter, they'll be able to locate links that'll give them, you know, ability to listen or watch your programming and where they can go if they want to try other areas to watch and listen to it as well.
Wow. Now, how long have you been doing this now?
Since 2004, but actually we started in 1999, but we didn't get our act together for about 5 years.
Okay. So you really have a lot of outlets all over the world then, apparently.
We do. We actually have outlets that we've tried. We've tried to pretty much facilitate our productions to as many countries as we could. But we cover places like Argentina, Angola, Austria, Bangladesh, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, of course, Colombia, Croatia, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Iceland, India, Ireland, Italy, Kazakhstan, Kenya, Malaysia, Mexico, Montenegro, Netherlands, Nigeria, Norway, Philippines, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Russia, South Africa, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, and, of course, the United States.
Well, that's... I lost count. That's a lot of countries. But do you have any idea of gauging how many people listen to different places?
We have about, you know, what we register, because we can't register all the places we actually stream to because of the way we stream it. You know, we're old school. We'll send a lot of these places a shoutcast stream, and they'll then restream it through their own system. And then you have to log into their portals in order to get any stats if they offer them at all. So a lot of times you can't really get the streams from many of these outlets. But what we monitor is over 2.1 million a month, unique. Really? So, you know, it might be a little larger than that, you know, because people are often fans and they'll come and listen more often in a given month. We have podcasts that are accessed about 13 to 14 million a month.
That's
not huge, but, you know, we're no slouch.
Well, 13 to 14 million is a pretty good outlet, and I'd like to think that part of those will listen to my program here in the very near future, if not already. Because the whole goal of this ministry, and always has been, Don, is to reach people with the truth of what's happening behind the scenes, whether it's good or bad news. We try to reach people with it. And we have been taken down a path. I've been on the radio last month, maybe 31 years on the radio. That's a long time being on the radio. And God bless me to stay on the air. I've never taken a salary out of the ministry. I've always worked the job, paid my own way. But we put everything we get bring into the ministry back into the ministry to pay the bills, keep the lights on, you know, and pay all the stations that run. And so it's always an ongoing process. And one for the support of our listeners, we wouldn't be here. So my goal is to reach people with the truth. I mean, just to show people what's happening in the world. And the next half hour, when you're gone, I'm going to expose something I talked about at our Bible studies and on radio 20 years ago, at least, when I told the people that pedophilia will be normalized with a matter of decades. That's been about 20 years ago. Now we have the World Economic Forum trying to normalize pedophilia and make it allowable in all societies. So I'll be discussing that next half hour, because these things are important. I have 6 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren that I don't want to see grow up in a society where somebody can have sex with them and rape them if they want to and get by with it.
Right. You know, I'll tell you, that's one. That, by the way, is the very reason for our network, because the buggering of children and the harming of the family unit and destroying our faith and constantly, you know, playing the Orwellian card against the people is just a little too much for all of us. And our network doesn't censor at all. We won't censor a thing. And we take the hits, and that has been a big thing for us. And believe me, it's not been easy. We've been banned from some of the largest networks in the world. Even when AOL first came out, we were banned by them. When DMOS came out, the first Open Directory project, we couldn't get in there, even though we hired seven firms to try to get us in. They absolutely restrict us. So we've been restricted before the YouTubes and the Facebooks came alive and started restricting anybody they wanted. We got, you know, we've had our belly full of that for many, many years. But we've built a system. We work around that very well. And we love what we do, and we won't censor. You know, we've had from lawyers groups to big corporations contact us and ask us to put in algorithms, ask us to put in code that would literally scan information, scan audio, scan video, you know. And we just absolutely said no, and we will continue to do so. Make no mistake. There is no room for censorship in our platform, and there shouldn't be any room for it anywhere.
Explain to the people what an algorithm is. Why do they want you to do that?
Well, an algorithm easily scans information. You can tell it to scan information, whether it's text. Now it can scan video and audio just as easily. And it will then look for key phrases, key words, and it will then, through its algorithm, decide whether that information should be set aside and not promoted or promoted less. You can shadow ban, so to speak. You can relegate information to the dregs where very few people can see it. And, you know, when you have a network, you know how easy this is to do. It's child's play for them to do this, folks. Child's play. So if you think they're not doing it, you're wrong. And they're going to continue to ramp that up even throughout the major search engines, unfortunately. It's quite Orwellian. Yeah.
And how pervasive is this?
Well, it hit us on our doorstep. I mean, I would say if you're anybody out in media, if you're an influencer, a big influencer, or somebody that influences a bunch of people, then you're probably going to encounter that in one form or another.
So it's quite common then. It's quite common.
It's common now. Correct. Unfortunately, you're correct.
And are these coming from people that are what we'll call leftists? Are they the ones?
Corporations,
do they have the power to do this?
You know, it. I would say a lot of leftists that head up a lot of these corporations and a lot of the different, let's say, companies that do relegate or have any sort of authority in media. Yes, those, you know, they have a lot of power. They create a lot of these algorithms and the ones that are being used today. And there's no getting around it. I don't see any getting around this conundrum we all face unless there's, let's say, almost a secondary system that's going side by side with this more Orwellian system that overtakes it. Because trying to change the current system, that's going to be tough to do because there's a lot of money in these bigger companies that are trying to put through all this DEI and ESG and censorship and everything else on you. And it's like a big train wreck. You know, they're moving with all this money behind this massive machinery. Trying to slow it down or stop it is almost impossible.
Well, how percentage-wise, how many outlets out there are now pretty much under control and following the rules?
I would say most of them, if you're trying to get anywhere, because if you know you'll be banned from the Apples of the world, the YouTubes of the world, the social networks. You'll be shadow banned by various larger search engines. All of them, literally all of them. So if you're not playing ball, you're being heard and seen less and less and less. And, you know, companies can't afford that. So most of them are going to play ball, aren't they? Most of them don't have controversial topics. They'd rather talk about the Kardashians.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's so shallow, and people love it. I mean, it's just really unbelievable.
Right.
People love it, and it's hard for me to imagine somebody being that shallow that would sit and listen for an hour or longer to some kind of stupid information trash about the Kardashians. I couldn't care less who they are and what they do. You know, I just don't understand how people can be that apathetic and ignorant. And I'm being polite here. We don't have enough time anymore to pull punches. We don't have enough time anymore to try to placate the people and be nice to them. It's we don't have time to. Our nation's going to hell. We're on the verge of some severe judgment, and I know that be a fact biblically. And we don't have time now to just try to tickle their ears and persuade them gently to come in, because we got to tell them the house on fire. It's getting ready to fall. You better get out, or you're going to get burned.
Right. I agree with you. I mean, you know that old saying, there's no time like the present. Well, the present is slapping everybody right in the face. And if they don't, you know, figure out ways to collaborate and fix this mess, the other side of it is horrendous. Horrendous.
Well, it seems like the people that, I'm going to just say, we'll call it the church. I'm going to say that, I'm hoping the most number of believers and truly the church members, but they backed out of the battle. They no longer get into the battle. They go to church and they have services and they may sing some hymns and get into it that way, a form of the fashion type thing. But they're no longer in the battle and out where it matters, outside the church walls. They're no longer out there taking the word of God and telling the truth to the masses. They're too afraid to offend somebody. And they might lose their membership, but they're losing anyway. The church is losing thousands of people every week because people are getting tired of the same old thing.
Yeah, they're living in fear. That's the thing. And that's why, you know, we have such a dystopian situation, because the fear that it exudes is definitely working its magic. People are too afraid to do anything. They won't. They just simply can't afford it. For the most case, or they're juvenile enough to listen to their peers and who are giving them really bad advice. It's going to take strong people with strong hearts that have a lot of faith and a lot of love to change this.
Well, yeah. There's no doubt about it. I can't. People are so afraid of anymore offending somebody. And I always ask him, did they crucify Christ because he didn't offend anybody or because he did offend somebody?
Exactly.
You know, so we got to get over this. Well, we may offend him. If you don't offend homosexuals and baby murderers, if you don't offend them by what you say, then you're not living for Christ. And that's obviously the truth. Because you cannot live in the truth and placate evil.
Right.
I mean, this is impossible.
Right.
If you think you can do that, then you've already sold Christ down the road, and you're walking on very dangerous ground, because Christ said, if you deny me before men, that means if you don't do my will in front of men, I'll deny you before the Father. So denying his word and denying his commandments is denying him. And people got to understand that. This is not a joke. This is for real.
Right. There's very little room now for compromise, because when you compromise with evil, you know, you're not getting anywhere. It just gets worse.
Well, we've all done that in the past, and I'm sure I do too sometimes.
Right.
Don't even know it, but I try not to do it any longer, because I realize the times you live in. When I look in the face of my great-grandsons, now mind you, I wish I would have done more or could have done more in my lifetime. I've been preaching for almost 50 years. And try and get people to pay attention. And I haven't seen much turnaround. I haven't even seen much sorrow for what they let happen. There's no repentance of what we allowed happen to Don. Very few churches ever teach anything other than love, 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 and feel good, and be sure and bring your hot dog to church next Sunday.
Right. That's true.
You know, and that's why we're in this mess. The people in the world watching us don't see any reason to get involved in something like that, because they got that in the world. Compromises in the world. So why should it come to church compromises? Why should it go into a dead thing that teaches nothing and does nothing?
Right.
You know, I interviewed a Baptist preacher a month or so ago on this program, His last name, I forgot his name. I hate that. But anyway, he was more or less forced into helping people with demonic activity. He didn't know a thing about it. Most Baptist preachers don't. I was a Free Will Baptist preacher for years. And I told him on the radio, I said, the only two things that the Baptists fear is the Holy Ghost and Satan. They don't want too much of either one of them because it scares them.
Right.
So anyway, he said the world's full of this, and the church don't know how to deal with it. Well, I would say that someone who preys on children, a man who dresses like a woman or vice versa, a man who doesn't have a conscience when he pulls a baby apart in the womb, probably has a devil possession problem. If you follow what I'm saying.
Right. Right. Well, there's a moral lack or lack of morals. And, it's sad to see, but, we've got a massive group of liberals that just don't understand. Maybe they haven't thought about it. I really don't understand their reasoning. It's quite clear and concise to me and to you and to others. But, the liberals are failing us. They're failing the country, and they're bringing us down on our knees. And
after a while, you start seeing a pattern. Now, some of them probably are ignorant, and some probably think they're doing the best for the country. But there's a pattern behind that called deception. That's led us down into this country now where we are totally a socialist democracy now. We're no longer a republic. We're a socialist democracy. People waiting for their handouts, and that's why they won't stand up, because if you stand up against the hand that bites them or feeds them, they won't get the check next month. So they'll sell their soul, their nation's soul, for a handout. And we've done that. Same thing that Esau did for a bowl of red porridge. He sold his birthright. Well, we've done the same thing. Maybe we got more than a bowl of porridge, but we sold. We sold our children and grandchildren's birthrights. I've always been told that whoever provides whoever provides your needs is more or less your lord, so to speak. It's like they get the word landlord from. Whoever provides your needs, I don't care whether it's a boss on the job or a government, they pretty much control you if you want to eat.
That's right. Well, same in the large parts of the media industry. For a good example would be, as the media is starting to decline, you've got big companies like Big Pharma that are buying up a lot of the commercials in order to influence the politics of a lot of the media. So you got a very more and more control, and of course, government sticking their hand in the media and social networks and telling them what they can and can't do or should do. They've created a funk within all of Hollywood and the media and anybody really with a lot of influence. And, we're seeing the effects of that.
Well, when you watch today, whether it's, I don't care where it's at, even a halftime in a football game, what passes for entertainment today, my grandma would have called it filth.
Right.
I mean, gyrating around, dancing halfway nude and singing songs. No, that was called filth. Hang on through the break, please, Don. Hang on through the break. We'll turn you loose on the air. Hang on through the break.
You got it.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Numana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back. Well, I'm going to turn Don Newsom loose in a second here. Then we'll play a clip for you. I want you to listen to it, make a few comments on it. Now, this is a recorded program. You hear the night, 8 o'clock Eastern. It's not a live broadcast because the phones are down at the station. So this is recorded on 2 April, 2024. Don, once again, tell the folks how they can listen to you, listen to us, all of us, on your network.
Oh, thank you very much. And again, I appreciate being on your network, and to your audience, thank you, truly. Well, listening to BBS Radio TV is easy. You just go to BBS. That's Boy Boy Sam, not BBC. BBSradio.com. And you go there, and on the front page, you can click on the players, the video players, the audio players, and be tuning into the network. If you want to access programming for Call to Decision with Pastor Butch, then you just go to BBSradio.com/call-to-decision. And then you'll be able to access materials that we've aired and information about the program. But it's real simple to tune into us. Just head over to bbsradio.com. It should hit you right in the face. And if you need extra listening choices, we have a link on the right side of almost every page that says, click here for more listening choices. and then it'll give you a whole bunch of different ways to tune into us if you have special needs or special desires. So thank you. All right.
Don Newsom, I hope we have a long relationship doing this, and by the grace of God, maybe reach a few people around the world. That's my goal, by God's grace, to reach people, to tell them the truth about salvation. But even beyond that, to tell them what it means to be a Christian in a wicked world. And my theme song says, this is war. We're at war here. This is not a game we're playing, the song says. We're at war. The church seems to think that we've been in the game. They haven't been in the battle. And we have got to take a stand because we're running out of time. Anything else you want to say?
It was a pleasure. I mean that. And having you aboard the network is a pleasure. And I know we're going to have a long and wonderful relationship because I think we're trying to do the Lord's work. We're going to do it together.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. If you ever need me, give me a holler.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right, folks. See how it works out. It's a blessing to be asked to come on another network. You know, I've been blessed with some fine people that helped me do this through a lot of different networks, online streams. And again, Kevin Gallagher comes to mind up in Connecticut and some others, too. I do appreciate them. I mean that. It humbles me. But maybe by the grace of God, we can do something to bless somebody, encourage somebody, because this battle is not going to get any easier. As a matter of fact, it's going to get a lot harder. Now, I don't want to make anybody be discouraged or frustrated. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm going to play about a 10-minute clip here for you. And I want you to listen to what the WEF, the World Economic Forum, is now saying about pedophilia. Now, folks, 20-something years ago, I prophesied through the Word of God that this was going to happen. And it's now here. And before long, it will be accepted in most communities. Now, you mark my words. In certain states soon, probably like California, New York, pedophilia will no longer be a crime. Now, you mark my words. This is coming because the scriptural, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen next week, next month, I don't know. But we're seeing the push to legalize sex with children. And if you dare question someone that has that type of mentality, you're being cruel and unkind. See, this is why our Bible, our God, says put them to death. If you don't, they'll spread. Homosexuals, murderers, rapists, kidnappers, yep. They'll be put to death. We don't do that any longer. We don't do that any longer. No. That's very hateful. If we would have kept that law going, we wouldn't have these perverts marching the streets, sodomizing your sons and daughters. You wouldn't have these perverts going into ladies' restrooms, raping women. We wouldn't have that. We wouldn't have these perverts on ladies' swimming teams. We wouldn't have that. If the church would have set up and said, we're not going to tolerate this, but the church didn't. They've been taught, well, God has loved for so long, that they don't understand that God hates sinners, and we're to hate the same ones he hates. You don't like it, turn the radio off. I'm telling you the truth. If you tolerate evil, my friend, you are evil yourself. If you can live peacefully beside evil, you're just as guilty as the one who's committing the act. And I, for one, am sick and tired of this being shoved down my throat and endangering my family, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren in this country. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And I don't apologize for saying that. It's time for the church to stand up on her hind feet and say, we may die in this battle, but we ain't backing up on this any longer. Of course, I know the church ain't going to do it. There'll be a remnant that'll stand. There'll be a remnant. There'll always be a remnant. But the ones that go to church every week in these great big cathedrals and walk in with all their beautiful trappings and look for the Easter eggs and play with the Easter bunny, and wait for Santa Claus to come, they'll never do it. They won't get involved in it that way. They'll never take a stand. So therefore, our nation is doomed to hell. The teaching I mentioned about the judgment on America, the future of America and prophecy, I taught it last week. I read it right out of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39. The future for America. It's real and it's coming. I'm going to play that clip now. This is exposing the WEF, what they're playing. Pay attention.
The LGBTQ plus rainbow community must add a P, according to the World Economic Forum in Davos, which has declared that paedophilia is an acceptable sexual orientation that deserves respect. According to Klaus Schwab and his globalist cronies, paedophiles must be added to the protected class of citizens in Western countries who identify as LGBTQ and enjoy the benefits of hate crime protection. Under Schwab's directive, in countries including Trudeau's Canada, anybody found guilty of insulting a paedophile could face 5 years to life in prison. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community and support the channel. Schwab boasted that the WEF had completely infiltrated the Canadian government, and now we're seeing what that dystopian vision looks like in reality. The Daily Telegraph reports that Trudeau is seeking the power to imprison Canadians who the government suspects might commit a hate crime in the future. That's right. The Canadian government is going to make thought crimes punishable with decades in prison. It seems as though Trudeau read Orwell's 1984 and thought that makes a great instructional manual. The thought crime policy will form part of Trudeau's far-left fascist online harms bill, which cracks down on any opposition to the regime's authoritarian agenda. One of the measures within the bill would grant the power to place individuals under house arrest and force them to wear an electronic tag if the state believes that the individual might commit a hate crime in the future. But it gets even worse. Wait until you hear what the WEF infiltrated Canadian government considers a hate crime. Hint, it involves hurting their feelings by using nasty words to describe the WEF's protected class of people. This appeals to the WEF and their vision of destroying the family unit and depopulating the earth. The WEF, which has ordered their army of influencers to begin pushing the narrative, wants to introduce an international policy that will require the majority of countries to decriminalize or at the very least relax their laws against paedophilia.
Most of us feel discomfort when we think about pedophiles. But just like pedophiles, we are not responsible for our feelings. We do not choose them. But we are responsible for our actions. And we must make a decision. It is in our responsibility to reflect and to overcome our negative feelings about pedophiles, and to treat them with the same respect we treat other people with. We should accept that pedophiles are people who have not chosen their sexuality and who, unlike most of us, will never be able to live it out freely if they want to lead an upright life. We should accept that pedophilia is a sexual preference.
As though that wasn't disturbing enough, other WEF influencers are convincing their followers to accept and cherish paedophiles as valuable members of society with unique gifts and insights due to the suffering they go through every day.
Yes, from an emotional point of view, I can kind of understand that you would want to eliminate these people from society. However, it doesn't make sense. And that's because we're talking about biology. We're talking about a sexual orientation, something that we simply cannot change. And on top of that, every day new people are born with the same difficulty. So it's not practical to eliminate these people from society. They haven't done anything wrong.
Raping and torturing children and ruining their lives does not equate to doing anything wrong, according to the global elites. But insulting paedophiles and other protected species could result in decades in prison in Canada and other Western countries. Something has gone very wrong here, and you'd be forgiven for failing to understand exactly what is going on. It's only when you delve into the deep reptile brain of the psychopathic elite that their depraved logic can be understood. Judging by events in Spain last month, the movement to normalize paedophilia is succeeding. Parents were outraged as footage emerged of children aged 9 and younger being paraded around the streets wearing burlesque-style lingerie, nipple shields and wigs, with rainbow pride flags attached to their backs. Meanwhile, in Germany, the government are considering proposals to open body exploration rooms for young children who wish to explore their sexuality with adults. The elite are obsessed with legalizing paedophilia, and they're pulling out all the stops to gaslight the public into accepting their disgusting vice. The New York Times, always at the forefront of the globalist agenda, ran an op-ed arguing that paedophilia is not a crime. not to be outdone, CNN countered with an article proclaiming that pedophiles are not monsters or social deviants living in the shadows. According to CNN, it's high time for society to update its image of pedophiles. CNN followed up this article with an even more explicit call for sympathy. According to CNN, we should reach out to them and seek to understand child rapists because one cannot choose not to be a pedophile. The psychologist Jesse Bering, author of Perv, The Sexual Deviant in All of Us, also urges the reader to sympathise with child molesters, writing that people with paedophilia aren't living their lives in the closet, they're eternally hunkered down in a panic room. Salon also got in on the act, urging us to meet and accept so-called virtuous paedophiles who supposedly want the best for our children. And the BBC, which spent decades covering up for Jimmy Savile, Britain's most notorious paedophile, also wants us to think positively about so-called new paedophiles. The movement has made its way to Congress now too. When Clash says jump, Democrats say how high. The elite's fascination with crimes against children confuses many normal people who can't find it within themselves to understand such depraved tastes. The award-winning former 60 Minutes journalist Lara Logan explains why the global elite are so obsessed with raping and torturing children. As Logan explains, the elite are determined to defeat God.
Because one of the things I asked him is, I said, I get it, but I don't get it, the children. I have such a problem with this. You got to explain this one to me. And he said, well, first of all, you're looking at it the wrong way. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, they don't define children the way you do. They don't define the world the way you do. The choices that you face are not their choices, right? They look at it completely differently. And I said, well, okay, so how do they look at it? And he said, for them, everything is defined by their one fundamental, all-consuming purpose. I said, which is what? He said, to defeat God, right? Because this is the moment. I mean, for them, it's about the real God. The true gods are them and Satan, yeah. There, right? And so he said, children are the closest thing on earth to God. Because we are created in the image of God. And as, you know, from the moment we're created, we haven't had time to be corrupted and to stray. Mm. So for them, the younger you are, the closer you are to God, the more pain they can inflict on God. So the more you can make a baby or a small child suffer, the greater your victory over God. And that is the only consideration for them. Outside of that, doesn't exist.
Here are the people's voice. We've been warning about the elite's God delusions for many years. Lara Logan's words should be taken very seriously. While they may be shocking to many, her words are, if anything, an understatement. They are waging a spiritual war against our children that shows no signs of abating. The reprobates have now unveiled a new flag to further their push for the normalization of their vice, as they continue to push for civil rights for paedophiles. According to the pro-paedophile movement, April the 25th is Alice Day, a special day for paedophiles to celebrate their God-given sexuality. The reference is to Lewis Carroll, the author of Alice in Wonderland, who is allegedly a paedophile himself. Watch your children and keep them safe. This is one rabbit hole you don't want them to go down.
All right. I don't know what I can add to that. I really don't. Laura did a good job explaining what she said and put it very clearly. I don't know what else I could add to what is being said. You see, I've said this for many years, and I would explain this to you if I can. There are only two world views. There are only two ways to look at life. Only two. That's all. The Christian worldview and the humanistic worldview. God's worldview or Satan's worldview. That's all there is. Now, this is going to sound harsh, and frankly, I don't care. Many people that go to church, we don't even go to church and claim to believe in God, pay no more attention to his laws and commandments than anyone else in the world. They say they love him, but they don't obey him. And Christ said, if you say that, you say you love me, don't obey me, you're a liar. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So their worldview is humanistic. All a little bit of Christ mixed in to say his name, you know, and talk about God and blessings and life after death and all that kind of add into it. But in their life, in their actions, in their thoughts, they deny him. And that's what's happened to our nation today. Many, many people go to church every week, and I said a lot of them don't go to church, but they still claim to be Christians. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian. Sad to say, a lot of times going to church will destroy your faith. But anyway, the worldview is either Christ-like from all perspectives, as best you understand it, or it's humanistic. And if you will walk in among your family with a Christian, godly worldview, you will find that most of your family thinks you're way too holier than thou, way too strict, way beyond what you should be to be a Christian, way beyond. You just take it too far. Well, my question is, what's too far? Have they went too far? I'm not talking necessarily your family, but what you just heard. Would you say they went too far? How did it get this far? Who opened the gates and let this perversion out as that full force? Who were the ones who were told to hold back evil on the earth? Who were the ones commanded to occupy till Christ comes? Who were the ones who said to stand up against evil and fight evil? Who are the ones Christ or God asked in the book of Psalms, who will go with me to oppose evil? Who were the ones that supposed to have done that? Was it Klaus Schwab? Or the sodomite pervert Atari? Oh, was it? No, I don't think so. How about the so-called mega church leader who teach everything but righteousness? Folks, God is laughing in America. Psalms chapter 2 said he'll laugh at us. He'll have us in derision. He's laughing at America today and the church of America today. You heard Laura Logan say, they're out to destroy innocence. My brothers and sisters and friends, we've slaughtered in the womb in America around 100 million innocent children. Each one of those was a sacrifice to Satan. On the altar of Satan. Every one of them was a sacrifice to Satan. Whether they knew what you were doing or not makes no difference. It's a sacrifice to Satan. With every sacrifice given to Satan, he gains influence. He doesn't gain power. His power is limited. But he gains influence. And when he started changing the sexes big time back in the 60s, how do I know that? I lived through the 60s. I remember when boys started having long hair because the Beatles had long hair. Of course, compared to today's standards, the Beatles' hair wasn't very long at all. But that's where it started. Then it started in unisex clothing. Boys and girls looked like the way they dressed. Satan started infiltrating the home long before that with free loving, adultery, fornication. And what was the church doing? Not a lot that I remember. And it's gotten worse ever since. We watch all this unfolding before us. We watch this unbelievable decadence multiplying, not just adding to, but multiplying all around us. We know what to put in the schools and in the libraries. We know what they're doing and what they're teaching children in school. Yet you, if you're doing this, allow your child to go to public school. Don't tell me how much you love Christ when you don't even love your children. Oh, you get mad? I don't care. Turn the radio off. Go suck your thumb. Go do what you want to. I don't care. If you put your child in a hellhole they call public school, don't tell me how much you love your child. You're polluting their mind, soul, and heart with the filth of this world. Well, other teachers, they're good teachers. No. A thousand times no. They may be naive teachers. They may not know what you're doing, but they're not good teachers. They may say they love Christ, but if they did, they wouldn't be able to work here very long. They'd be fired. You see, I know this for a fact. I know teachers say they love Christ, but they won't testify about Christ in classrooms because they get fired for it. So what they're saying is, I love the dollar bill more than love Christ. That's what they're saying. Listen, I'm telling you the truth. And pastors behind the pulpits won't mention these things. I promise you, very few pastors will teach what I just taught on American Prophecy because they'll lose their donations and people get mad. They want to continue the belief and keep teaching the lie. That little nation in the Middle East we call Israel is Israel, and it's not. Matter of fact, when they become a nation back in 1948, Truman and others were amazed they didn't call the country Judah because they had nothing to do with Israel. They're not Israel. Well, they were one of the tribes of Israel, perhaps, but they're not Israel. But see, no one teaches that because, well, I can't help that. They're God's chosen people. No, they're not. No, they're not. Most of y'all have no idea who they are and what they do. They hate Christ. They hate Christians. But they're not alone. Most of the world, most of those that attend most religions of the world hate Christians. Oh, they can tolerate. You never hear somebody talking about Muslims or and this country. You don't hear them saying, "Well, they're wicked and they're evil and they're not really, you know, they're not good people." You don't hear that. Well, they call you an Islamophobe. If you say anything about the so-called Jews, well, you're an anti-Semite. But you say what you want to about Christians, they won't bother you. You can burn churches. You can attack Christians. You can go in and do what you want to the sanctuaries. They're not going to do much about it. So we're seeing a time now when it's coming back on the church what they've allowed to grow in this country. What we're seeing happen today in the churches as far as being trodden under the feet as prophesied by Christ himself, who said, if we lose our saltiness, we're thenceforth good for nothing, to be cast out and trodden under the feet of men. The church is being laughed at, mocked, scorned, and trodden under the feet of men because the church deserves it. The church is full of humanists. Oh, I love Jesus, but I love my son who's a sodomite. I do, and God loves him too. Show me that in the Bible, please. And show me about the prodigal son. The prodigal loved his son, but when his son left, he didn't go look for him. Matter of fact, he had a funeral for him. To him, he was dead. When the son repented and come back, he brought him back in a full airship. But today, oh no, we can't do that. We can't tell them they're not welcome in a home with their boyfriends if they're boys or vice versa with girls. We can't do that anymore because it would hurt their feelings. Folks, I'm telling the truth. Do as you please. If you can help us keep the lights on, we'd appreciate it. God's opened another door for us, another network. Help us, please, keep this thing going. By the grace of God, I will see you live tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.